It's hard to be a scene stealer on the TV show Fargo. It is stocked with peculiar characters. But there's one character who's generated a lot of buzz, and won more than a few fans, a menacing figure introduced in the second episode. In small-town Minnesota, a man connected to a crime syndicate back in Fargo has been murdered, and an unusual pair of hitmen show up to investigate.
We're from Fargo.
Good. They said they were sending someone.
They were right.
Doing the talking is Mr. Numbers, a short bearded guy in a long black coat. Lurking behind him is the more threatening Mr. Wrench, tall with mutton chops and a leather fringed jacket. He's silent, but communicates with Mr. Numbers in American Sign Language. Listen closely for the sound of fingers flying.
There's no library in this town. Why is there no library in this town?
Cutbacks?
He thinks every town should have a library.
I agree. Tell him I agree.
All that sign language is real, and the actor playing Mr. Wrench is really deaf. His name is Russell Harvard. His first big break was a small role in the movie There Will Be Blood, and he was recently in an off-Broadway show. We invited him and the show's creator, Noah Hawley, to talk about the character and the role. Now, a quick note before we start. Russell can read lips, but he was at a studio in Austin, Texas, and couldn't see me. Because of that, he wasn't totally comfortable speaking on his own.
That's not how we roll. We have the interpreter here.
Okay. So in the interview, you'll hear some quiet from time to time as his interpreter, Stephen Nugent, interprets his questions. Listen closely and you'll hear the brushes and taps of the ASL. Then, just like now, you'll hear Stephen's voice as Russell signs the answer. You'll also hear Russell laugh and say a thing or two here or there. Here in California, Fargo showrunner Noah Hawley joined me in our studio. I started by asking Russell if he thought this role could help him break out and really make a living as an actor.
Oh, yes. I think so, yes, very much, because the character is not really specific about being deaf or having any related deaf issues. It's just Fargo, period.
And Russell, have you always wanted to be an actor?
I have since I was a little kid, yeah. I saw my cousin play the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. The next thing you know, I wanted to be the witch myself. And so I've been playing on stage ever since then. But for some reason, I always knew that, you know, maybe the acting thing won't happen for me. And so maybe I'll have to become a teacher. And then There Will Be Blood came along and I got it.
And what do you like most about this character that you're playing in Fargo? Obviously, he's not a nice guy.
Well, I have many friends that have said that the problem with you is that you are the Mr. Nice Guy. And so I'm just so happy that I was given the opportunity to play somebody that's not myself. That's not me. You know, the villain, if you will. And I've always been motivated to play something like that. But this character is really nice because he doesn't have to use his voice. The communication skills are just through signing. And, you know, Mr. Numbers interprets for me in the show, and which doesn't really happen often in TV, so that's nice.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you're not that guy. Noah, I wanted to ask you, this show is your brainchild. Where did the character of Mr. Wrench come from?
Well, Russell's in Austin right now. He's an Austin resident, and I also spend a lot of time in Austin. I lived there for a few years. I have a home there. And I'm in a neighborhood called Travis Heights, which is very close to a large school for the deaf. And as I was formulating the show, I kept seeing the sign language around everywhere. And it's such a compelling and visual means of communication. But it's also a language that most people don't speak. So it creates an amazing amount of privacy for deaf people to be surrounded by hearing people and to be able to communicate in a way that no one can really understand. And to put it in a context where you might have characters coming in who can communicate in that way, it can be really unsettling for characters like Lester or other characters who are confronted. You know, there is a scene in the third episode where Russell's character confronts Lester directly, signs directly at him, and it feels very aggressive because it is a very aggressive thing that he's saying, but it's also, he knows someone's saying something to him he doesn't understand, he can't respond. he doesn't know how to get out of that situation.
That's Lester, played by Martin Freeman.
Yes.
How did you handle the script in terms of writing Russell's part and how he would deliver his lines in American Sign Language?
We had a sign language interpreter who was on set at all times, who would tell me when they were getting their lines right, because like any actor, you can flub a line. And Adam Goldberg had never spoken sign language before we hired him for the job, so he had a steep learning curve to get in there and make himself seem like a natural. There is an art to it, but I feel like Adam really rose to the occasion. But Russell should speak to the actual translation of the lines.
Yeah, Russell?
Yeah, Catherine McKinnon was the translator and the ASL manager there, so I got her the job, so we worked very closely together, and we did some of the line translations together, and we also worked with Adam directly to make sure that his signing was a little bit more fluent. He had a lot of quirkiness in his signing, which he did a great job. There's no two ways about it. We just put our ideas together, and it really meshed and just took off from there. It was just like we were the bad guys in real life that we had always been since we were born. That's exactly how it came off.
Yeah, and I had the idea, you know, and talked with the costume designer about giving them this Midnight Cowboy dynamic of putting Russell in the sort of Joe Buck fringe and Adam in the Ratso Rizzo. And the thing I didn't expect was, obviously, sign language is very physical, and when you put a fringe jacket on an actor who signs all the time, there's a lot of motion going on screen. Yeah,
but everyone loved it. Everyone kept talking about that fringe coat. That's all I ever heard. So obviously it was a hit.
Russell, are you going to keep the fringe coat?
I wish.
That was Russell Harbert speaking with the help of Stephen Nugent. Also with me here in the studio at NPR West is Noah Hawley, the creator of the show Fargo. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.